Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Or playing Toluga.
Let's get right into our recap. Last time on Dicey Situations, we joined a very caffeinated Toluga as he escorted Myra back to the Fire Temple. Along the way, they ran into Theo as he returned from outside the city, and they made a wake-up call to Glebnor and Reggie on their new sending stones. Glebnor quickly made a mad dash to join up with Toluga, dragging Borf along with him. While Theo took Myra into the market district to track down some sweets, Toluga finally met up with Glebnor and his strange new beetle companion. As they caught up with Theo, the Chaos crew was finally back together again, and the reunions didn't stop there as they discovered a familiar face. Having fled Tidagol during its destruction, the Owlin Baker Sam had set up a new pastry shop in Bodkali. After filling in Sam on all that had happened since their last meeting, Borf unfortunately died in an unrelated mayonnaise accident. As they bid their farewells to their feathered friend, Toluga inspected Borf's corpse and discovered the name Thane had been marked across his carapace in a strange Umbral language. Unsure and untrusting of all the new information they had been given, a tense exchange led to Toluga taking off toward the Fire Temple. There he was greeted by Devo, the fire giant smith and the celebrating kobolds, and led into the sweltering temple to retrieve his new weapons. Crafted from the bones of a desert worm, the dangerous new claws were painfully grafted onto Toluga to sharpen his ferocious fists. Their meeting with Jakat and the rest of the fire worshippers was cut short, however, when a disruption outside the temple caught Theo's eye. Noticing a small throng of firbolg refugees making their way toward the Stormcaller Temple, Theo and the Chaos crew ran forward to intervene. Leading the angry mob was Torvo, eldest brother of Doran and Fenric. Exhausted and filled with righteous anger, Torvo intended to storm Krizik's temple, hoping to find more of his captured people. Promising to investigate the problem themselves, Theo was able to talk down Torvo and the rest of his troop. We join our heroes now in the center of the temple district, with the looming Temple of the Stormlord before them. Alright, boys. You've quieted down an angry mob with a nat 20. But the Firbolg are now looking at you, and behind you, towering above this district, is Krizik's temple. What would you like to do?
Alright, just release Cobbler on it. We'll move on from there.
I don't know if Cobbler can eat the whole temple.
He could try.
Eventually.
You see how much of the Titan he ate?
It was a lot. I just don't know how long we have. I think that the angry mob is expecting kind of a more immediate thing.
Alright, let's go in. Let's go.
Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
This Krizik, right? I'm gonna get zapped when I touch this door.
I kick the door open.
Okay.
Don't worry, you won't get zapped if it's kicked open, right?
Actually makes a lot of sense. Let's go.
Gotta get a perception check, Toluga.
That is a... Hold on, I want better.
25.
Damn.
As the four of you, I guess this is just the OG Chaos crew here, right? Real quick question, where's Myra going to be?
Outside.
Well, we're at the fire temple right there, okay, cool. So I figure she's staying with them.
Cut!
Yes!
Make sure nothing happens to Myra.
Of course! Come, Myra. Myra, I'll come pick you up for the meeting when
Sounds
I get
good.
When I get told when it is. All right, love you, stay safe, bye.
I'll be in the fire temple, we'll get back.
You guys make your way towards Krizik's temple. I will say something unique about Krizik's temple here in Bodkali. Obviously, most of the city is leveled, but there is still some of the kind of more organic stone cliff face kind of geography in the city as well. And Krizik's temple is the only temple in this district that is surrounded by tall stone walls.
Why would you need those?
Yeah, it seems weirdly exclusive, which, yeah. You know, to you guys, men of the people, is crazy. Exactly. But with a 25, as you approach, there is a giant wooden door, but as you kick the door open, it wasn't locked, it just swings open. And with a 25, you are greeted by a completely empty courtyard. Dead silent. Unnervingly
nice.
So.
Nice. All right, let's just smash and grab. Let's go.
Smash and grab?
Should we be sneaky or we just kind of like...
Let's just go.
Okay.
Go. I got so much to do, so much to talk about.
Hey.
A lot of time. We got to go.
You okay?
We're going.
Okay. We're going. Yep.
Beat feet. We're going.
I'm beating my feet.
What am I supposed to do?
Make feet to beat.
Can I get a perception or investigation check from you guys as you walk into this abandoned courtyard?
13.
18.
9.
Okay, I think it's just like unsettling as you walk in here. It is dead quiet. A tumbleweed slowly drifts by. Can, actually, Theo, can I get an Arcana check since you got that 18?
10.
10?
Mm-hmm.
Powerful magic was committed here recently. And I think as you walk these grounds, you're not sure what kind of magic it is, but it feels all too familiar. The last time you smelt this kind of like, almost like an arcane ozone scent in the air was the day you returned to Tidigal to find the Stormcaller's destroying it.
Would I be able to put together from what Strife told me about the Avatar that it possibly is related to that?
I think without even a check, you know it. At least one thing Strife told you was true. Krizik has taken on a physical form on Iona, and it must have happened here at this temple. But, yeah, anything else?
So, guys.
Wait, just.
Yeah, I look to see if I find any eyes.
Any floating eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give me a perception check with advantage.
22.
Strangely, none of those floating sensory orbs are anywhere near this temple.
All right, cool. We aren't being watched. Go, what is it?
So, there's a lot of magic in the air here.
We're in the wizard. We're in bad color.
The Mirage City.
Yeah, but like someone used a great amount of magic here. Don't get mad.
Oh, he's going to get mad. Why do you start it like that?
But I got to tell him.
Anytime you start it like that, they get mad.
I start vibrating faster.
Yeah, you made a pact, though, you said. So, you can't get mad because you made a pact and I don't know about it.
Okay, well, what if at the count of three, we both say who we, the pact?
Okay, fine.
All right, who, Reggie, count it.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Lola the Spider Demon. You liar!
Strife?
Yeah.
We're going to get back to your spider thing real quick, but Strife?
Yeah, I talked to him.
Wait, what?
You can do that?
How?
I went outside the walls and I...
When? We went to bed.
No, he didn't. Remember? We woke up this morning. Theo was going to...
He told us to go for a morning walk.
You didn't go for a morning walk.
You tricky trickster.
Technically, I did. It was morning and I went for a walk. It was just very early in the morning.
He got us with semantics.
Toluga, was there anything in those books about a god of trickery? Because I think I just found one.
Well, that's... it was a demon. That's crazy. What are you talking about?
It was a bit. And what about your Lola queen? What happened with the spider?
I liked it, Reggie.
Thank you.
All right, yeah, Phaedra's in line with the spider demon.
And what?
Come on.
Anyways. I mean, there was a lot of spider
motifs. So Phaedra's in line with the spider demon, and we made an agreement to have a parlay between you and the spider demon to see if we could work out a negotiation, because we don't like... because she doesn't like the way Matsu's ruling, to be fair. He's not a great ruler. I mean, look at his marriage. and honestly... I shook her hand. The only pact I made was that we'd set up the meeting, and I got these eyes that let me read literally anything I want.
That's where you got those creepy little eyes?
That's actually pretty cool.
That's a good deal.
And I stayed up all night reading all these books. I drank the bean soup and the bean broth, and I took some drugs to help me stay awake.
Drugs, what, Daddy?
Drugs?
Drugs, Teluga.
You underage drank. You took the mushrooms, so we can't talk about this. And you don't get affected by... drugs, so it doesn't really matter.
Unfortunately.
Or fortunately, however you look at it.
I know.
Regardless.
I'm just trying to party.
I flipped the list to the where he pointed the pilgrim.
Before, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this, he was the celestial pilgrim of, the vessel for the void.
Vessel?
Yeah. I think they're trying to.
Wait a minute.
And. There was this whole day of, what was the day called again?
The Sundering.
It was called the Sundering, void's ability got sundered from this pilgrim, who is the man in black, or Thane. And
you guys are having that moment where Toluga's starting to look a little crazy.
He's
the Charlie Day.
Yeah, the Charlie Day board.
Pepe Salvia!
And And quite literally, he split the evil void stuff into the four things. And I think what he's trying to do is get it all into one being so that he could take it over and be one with this thing again and be evil all forever. Because there was this whole day of like the sundering and this black sun thing, which ties into Myra's stuff. And right now we got to talk to Phaedra, because if we make the pact with her, we might be able to get whatever the hell we need, as well as figure out all the divination stuff that's going on with Myra, because that's poor little child's having nightmares still. And, you know, to be fair, we have the 494 spiders, 60-some spiders?
66.
66 spiders. Who better to make the pact with than the queen, demon lord queen of them?
Man, we gotta get to Luga Spa Day or something, buddy. You got.
I don't need a spa day!
You got a lot on your plate!
Oh, and also, check out this picture. I pull out the orc book with, yep, that has the picture of warring groom
fighting this intense.
Look how cool
battle
this one is.
It's pretty metal.
Yeah, that's war. That's the orc god groom, and they were about to duke it out. And I flipped to the next page, and then groom got his ass beat. But now he looks even cooler because he's got an eye scar, and war has his cool hat and the eyeball on him. But I think he's a total chump for going for the eye. He should have gone for the ears, because you got to take off their balance. All he did was screw up depth perception. You just need groom. Just needs a large, longer weapon. He'll never miss. War's, yep, an idiot.
Yep.
I closed the book.
That is the thesis statement. Oh boy,
that was a lot of information in 60 seconds.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Yeah.
So what happened with your freaky uncle?
Frunkle.
Your Frunkle.
Yeah, who's your Frunkle?
Who's your Frunkle?
So, first off, Man in Black, yeah, found out, not cool.
Yeah, I told you that.
You know, I didn't really believe he was cool, but I was holding out hope. Yeah, not cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Says who?
Strife.
And this book.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Corroborating, yeah, evidence.
It's pretty, exactly, compelling. Yes.
Also, Mansa is probably not helping us, or conveniently leaving out some truth. So we might have to figure out what we're doing with Mansa.
Doesn't sound very convenient for us.
What is ever convenient for us?
We have not had a convenient day one time.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, no.
So the Black Blade might be here.
Oh.
Wait,
well, that saves us a lot of time.
That thing from the thing?
So why don't we just...
So there's an avatar of Krizik.
Wow. Huh?
Yeah.
Religion check with advantage to Luga.
God. It's like, a nat 20.
It's a nat 20.
You sense the avatar.
I think it's more that, like, gods taking on an avatar form is something that any cleric would know. Gods of Iona, even though now they live behind this divine gate set in place by the goddess of justice... Initially, obviously they roamed Iona freely, but now that they're behind that gate, the only way that they can come onto Iona is by taking on an avatar, which is basically one of their followers has to give up their body to be enveloped by the power of Krizik in this case. That's just something that you would know happens. I think you would also know the Nat 20, any sort of demigods on Iona are typically the children of a god in an avatar state having a child with a mortal.
Oh, God. He's going to have a bunch of little freaky demigod children.
I mean, he could.
You don't think he's in this temple right now having weird sex, do you?
He could.
I hope not, or we're going to have to... we'll just kill the avatar.
I don't want to be a cock block, though. Would that be...
What?
No, you do in this situation.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Never mind. We want to block his cock in this particular scenario.
We can't have a little Jercules running around.
I do not want a Jercules in my life.
I mean, as long as he raised up well, I think it would be fine. But anyways.
Can I get a perception check one more time? We hear everybody squeaking.
Everybody. 9.
26.
13. Theo, as you guys are like just unloading insane information on each other, you get like distracted for a minute because there's this like musty fermented smell coming from a building across the courtyard. With a 26, it reeks of beer, and you can see that there is this like wooden door that is like it almost seems like it's like near to bursting. Things have been piled in front of it, but this building just reeks of fermentation. It's like a thick hop smell in your nose right now.
I think they were playing beer pong.
What?
What?
They aren't cool enough for that.
Well, I mean, they probably weren't playing well, you know, they were just throwing.
But they were playing with tap water.
They might. Well, it smells like beer. Take a big whiff.
Oh, yeah, that's fermented.
Yeah.
Maybe they had a bunch of beers for the Krizik orgy, and they were like, you know, drinking light beers and you know, making love.
Reggie, what? My son is two. I may not be speaking to him right now.
They are making sweet love, Glebnor.
You know what? I'm not dealing with this. Anyways.
Why aren't you speaking to me?
When a goat loves a woman.
I'm going to go over to the door.
Yeah.
Can I inspect the door?
Sure. Give me an investigation check.
17.
Okay. You walk up to this door and there's like this creaking sound behind the door. It sounds like the pressure of whatever is behind this door is pushing against this wooden frame, and you can hear it starting to almost mildly buckle. With a 17, you know that if you touch this door, something bad may happen.
I have an idea.
You always do.
I mean, I had one too, but go ahead.
We all back up and you shoot the door.
That's what I was thinking.
That'll make so much noise. Just throw something at it.
And I got a silencer.
It's going to go through.
He hasn't got to use a silencer in the wild. Come on, shoot the door. Fine.
Before we flood this whole area with stank, let's just take a quick look around and see what else we can find first.
Can I investigate? You sure?
I mean, it'd be real fun to just...
I don't want to smell it while I'm looking. Almost.
All right.
Give me a... Call it like a perception or investigation check.
14.
Nat 1. I'm too focused on wanting 9. To shoot the door.
Yeah. You're like slowly putting the silencer on the gun while you guys are talking. What was that, Mark? What'd you get? Sorry, bud.
14.
14. Yeah, like the most...
Is there any things you might find in a supermarket kicking around?
Like what?
Maybe something adjacent to the milk in that area. Cooler section. Usually come in a pack of 12. Is there anything on the floor I might have stumbled across?
The building you're in front of definitely is, I think, the most obvious place to begin your search. There's like other parts of this temple that are also sealed off.
Is it an Easter egg hunt we're about to do?
But you look...
Pastel colors, baskets!
You look down, and it seems like someone has dropped maybe parts of their grocery. It seems that the Krizik followers must have left this place in a hurry. But you look down, and there's just two wet eggs on the floor.
Daddy?
What?
Free eggs?
Weird egg.
Mind if I take one?
Yeah.
Well, hold on now. I don't know, because last time you ate the weird egg.
Wait, it's wet. Dry it off first.
Oh, I rub it on my shirt.
I don't know if that's how germs work.
I think that's how they work.
All right. Down the hatch.
Wait. Smell it. Make sure it's fresh.
All right. It's a day old
egg. It's an egg.
I'm going to stuff my egg inside me for safekeeping.
Is it slowly going to dissolve?
Ooh. Can I actually...
No, like I'm going to put it in the map case.
Right before he eats it, I'm just going to tap it and do distort value, but I'm not... Instead of making it look worse, it looks better.
So it looks like a beautiful egg?
Yeah.
Oh,
begging to be eaten.
Well, here we go. Anyone want to give me some type of help?
Nope.
I was hoping that would give him the help action.
I'll brace, Daddy.
There's no help action for eating an egg.
Yeah, it made it look better, so he's got more confidence.
On. More confidence eating an egg?
Yeah.
What's the table for this egg?
Rich, I can feel that you're getting a little more chaotic than usual today.
Yes.
I'm going to say it's them. Look at me. Don't worry about them. They're bad influences on you. You're my rock here. You're not eating wet eggs.
No, I am not eating wet eggs.
You're not giving that fish man advantage on his egg eating.
Fine.
Taluga, roll on the egg table.
The egg table?
Well, are you eating the egg?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's already in him.
You got to make the save then, correct? I got to look up my egg rules. Hold on.
It's a DC 20 con save.
Oh, I'm not making it. I got +2 to con.
You could get... Okay.
You could roll an at 20.
So I will say, because Theo zhuzhed your egg... You can make this with advantage.
Oh, thank God.
I don't like that I'm bending on this, but I also don't want to lose.
It's a 16. I explode.
Okay, let's go over the egg rules. How many dice am I rolling for my eggs?
I think it's like something... Tens in there somewhere.
Is it 10d6?
I think it's 10d6 or 6d10.
Force damage or something?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's force damage.
Look, just look up, just type in eggs 5e and see what comes up.
There's so many weird eggs in this game. It's from the bag of beans.
Yeah, you need the bean table to get to the bean table.
It was worth a shot, all right? I wanted to get a not negative one to int.
Now we're going into a fight with you unconscious.
The chance of you also...
10d6 force damage.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Roll 10d6 for me, Hard, if you wouldn't mind.
33.
Let's go 10 ones.
You see Taluga eats this egg, smiling, looking at you all. And then...
How's the egg, Daddy?
Oh, it was delicious.
There is a strange, arcane rupture inside of Taluga's stomach.
Daddy!
How many hit points do you have?
14 left.
You've eaten worse. You're alive.
I think it's better than the chowder.
I don't know about that. Chowder didn't almost kill someone.
No more mystery eggs. Give me your egg.
Yeah, I'll take your egg, son.
But I want it.
Don't you eat that egg.
I'm not on talking terms. It's your turn to teach my son, huh?
Glebnor.
You see how easy it is.
Glebnor, don't you solve that egg. Don't you do it. I also say that because Glebnor took the egg out of the map case, I'm picturing its long egg now.
Oh, now it's
now he really wants to eat it.
But anyone wants to look up long egg, enjoy your weekend. go ahead, Mark. If you're eating that long egg, roll that con save for me.
13!
10d6, Mark.
Everybody wants to eat eggs. Everyone loves their eggs. This fight wasn't balanced for egg problems, all right?
Well, we got those potions of superior.
Yeah, another
it only did 32 damage.
We're rolling pretty low on
them. You see, Glebnor puts the egg in his mouth, and you can all see it float into his body. And then you witness a small explosion inside Glebnor.
What? Spicy.
It's got a kick to it.
Yeah.
Whoa. Eggs aren't supposed to do that.
They aren't?
No.
No.
Oh.
No more eating mystery eggs. I'm drawing a line in the sand.
Oh,
no,
you are?
I am.
I don't trust you.
Shut up. No one
trusts
you.
You are on that side.
Listen, no one's eating weird eggs. I'm putting my foot down.
It was so long, I had to.
I've been adventuring with you maniacs for a long time, and I have to put the single rule down. No more eating weird eggs.
What if they're not weird eggs?
Okay. What is your definition of a non-weird
egg? Do you have identify?
Yes.
Then start using it.
I didn't think I had to identify an egg.
It's an egg.
I'm going
to
start.
Again, with these guys, you're going to have to identify everything.
Little slurps.
Hold on. How many eggs have you ever encountered that weren't to be eaten?
Listen, Glebnor, all I know is if someone eats an egg and they explode, you don't eat the egg.
How are we supposed to know if they exploded every time?
What are you... I guess technically that is a scientific method.
But if you see
your... some control eggs.
Would you have ate it if your dad died?
Why would he die?
From egg!
The egg just exploded.
Explosive eggs!
It just sounded like he had a big burp.
No, it did not!
Okay, everyone. How's everyone's
feeling?
Worse
come out of gulp.
I'm going to cast aid because I'm worried for all of my friends' lives. He's going to cast it at third level. You can take 15 temporary hit points.
Damn.
Actually, third level will be 10. I'm so sorry. Aid's a second level spell.
10 temporary hit points. Seems like we're going to need them. Everyone's eating loose eggs.
Does anybody have any potions that don't do a ton of healing? I'd like to save that.
I think he has.
I got three slurps left. Here you go. I toss him the bandolier.
All three? And the bandolier? I'd like to brandish the bandolier.
Brandish away.
Yeah, add three potions of healing to your inventory. I'm not responsible for this anymore.
I'm just going to chug them.
Really, though, Taluga, how is your thumb? It looked like it went down bad.
Got a little acid reflux.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Okay, well, maybe we get back to the temple later.
We got, like, Tums?
Yeah, I don't have them with me, but we can get some later. Maybe the market square.
All right.
Can you guys also now at this point make another perception check for me?
23.
17.
9?
Okay, so...
I'm busy choking on
I was going to say anyone that got above a 15 or higher can roll this deck save with advantage. Glebner, you already make those advantage, so you would have done it anyway, even though you failed. And all three of you make a dexterity saving throw as you hear this door finally creak and give way.
21.
15.
18.
Okay. Right as you're all in the middle of arguing about eggs, you all look up and see the door finally start to really break at this strange building. You all dive out of the way as a deluge of beer pours out into this courtyard.
Oh, I didn't get to break the door.
Whoa, that's a lot of beer. Is it still good? I take a gulp.
Con save?
15?
Still good.
Still good.
Not trusting it.
It's a little, open your mouth. I try open.
It's a little skunked, but not, you know. And you guys look inside. It seems to be this was some kind of like hall of records. There's these like bookshelves that tower up to the ceiling, but they are all soaked, as this building was full to the rafters with beer at some point.
What's recently. Going on in here?
Someone must have pranked Krizik, guys. I bet they're a bunch of cool people.
Oh, yeah. They really fucked this guy's place up.
Yeah.
Look at how wet it is.
Oh, my God. These pages are so wet.
Wait, what's that?
What?
Is that a rat?
Oh.
It's so big.
What is that? Can I get animal handling or medicine?
Wait, doesn't it just disappear?
It's funnier if it's dead.
Oh, God. Every time it's just a different corpse.
11 animal handling?
Glebnor picks up a dead badger.
Giant badger.
It's pretty big, yeah. It's a giant dead badger.
I'm done. I'm taking a break. I'm not doing. Someone else handle this. Not me anymore. I'm free.
Can I eat this?
Reggie, this is on you.
Oh, so now I'm responsible for Glebnor? Come on.
I got too much, and nobody trusts what I say.
Okay.
I did when you were talking about the man in black.
So. I will do the gentle parenting then. Glebnor, does it feel like a good idea to eat a dead badger now?
Kinda.
Then do with what your heart tells you.
And dissolve the badger.
Oh, yeah, he's doing it. Yep. Tell Luga, I'm going to need some advice when we get the minutes alone.
What are you talking about? I am free.
Do I get any hit points back from this dead badger?
Roll a d10.
Oh, he's solving it all slow.
One.
Yeah, honestly, that's what you deserve. You deserve about 1 hit point. How about that?
Okay. So this Hall of Records.
Yeah.
Meh. I've had worse.
Is there any way that I can tell what sections are what?
Do you speak Celestial by any chance?
I do not at the moment.
You're looking around and you don't understand the language all these tomes are written in, but Glebnor and
I understand
Taluga
everything.
Am I familiar with the Dewey Decimal System?
No. No, you're not.
Am I familiar with the Dewey Decimal
System? He's been in a library before.
That is true. I did spend all night in a library.
Taluga's familiar with the Dewey Decimal System. you're all dude up.
Guys, I'm so dude up.
Do the do.
What?
The decimal system.
I guess I'll look to see.
Yeah, let's get like a round of investigation.
Where's the card catalog?
6.
13.
Nat 20.
Hell yeah.
It's because he's familiar with the Dewey Decimal System.
God damn it, you're so familiar with the Dewey Decimal System.
Sorry. It's just normal investigation.
Yeah.
I don't know why I rolled. Oh, I was looking up at the intimidation instead of advantage.
It's you would have gotten a worse roll. You rolled the dying on nat 20. I don't really care which one you have gotten it from.
No, I mean, like, I saw the A, so I rolled the investigation twice because I misread.
Oh, I gotcha.
So it would have been a 17, but with guidance, it's up to a 21.
Okay, so above a 20.
Yes.
Perfect. Yes, this card catalog system.
Your honesty is going to be your downfall.
Even though this card catalog system is soaking wet, you do kind of
start sucking the booze up. I'm drying it out, guys.
I think Daddy might have a problem. A
little bit.
He's kind of on a bender.
Yeah.
But I think that what you notice is you kind of go through all these records. This seems like census information. It seems that whatever they were doing here, they were cataloging Krizik followers across Iona.
Oh, they're just... It's just a census.
To the G's, quick!
But this could help us. We would know who is a Krizik follower. That could give us a leg up in certain situations when we deal with people.
I look at all the soaking wet.
There's a lot of them.
Flip to the G's.
I mean, it's all like, how much is legible?
Not very much.
Go to the G's.
And again, most of these names.
Stop telling me to go to the G's.
Most of these names are of like regular Krizik worshippers. I mean, like standard, regular, ordinary civilians. Yeah. Who do you want to find in the G's?
Fred Krizik right here.
Goffin.
Oh. Go ahead and make an investigation check with advantage, Glebnor, as you check the G section.
Is it like broken up by city?
7.
I think for our purposes, it is broken up by city and then also alphabetical. So okay. You see Glebnor goes over to the Windmere capital section, which is much larger. The G section is really high up on a pretty tall bookshelf.
I'm pretty tall.
Can I use a quick like acrobatic check? Just get up there.
19.
Yeah, you sluice right up. I haven't used that word in a while. That'd be fun. And as you slide up and investigate this bookshelf, you find the book where the G section of the Windmere folk would be. You open it up, and the page where Goffin's name would be has been ripped out.
Gasp!
All right.
Anyway, there's a missing page.
It's a book.
This isn't weird to you?
Son.
A guy we specifically need? The page is missing?
It's time for you to take care of yourself a little bit. I'm taking a break. I'm checking out of this one. I go to the wall. I find an old school punch. I'm punching out.
But no one else thinks this is crazy.
Toluga, you can't punch out of being a parent.
A specific guy.
That's what you
for.
Think. I pull my hat down. I lean back. Tell me when you're done in here.
Man, he's really having a rough go of it.
Theo, This isn't weird.
I mean,
missing page, specifically on where the guy we need would be.
Didn't you send Gort?
Yeah.
Gort's definitely dead. There's no way Gort's alive.
Come on.
Well, I thought you wanted to kill him, right?
No, Glebnor, like, I think Gort's getting there. I think he's making his way, but like, would he have been here by now?
Well, I had a chance to talk with Yarno.
I don't know.
Did he mention Gort at all? Do you remember?
I think he did.
You just hear me have like trying to do my best to sort of take a nap. Oh no, Gort's alive. Yarno said it.
Oh.
Wow.
The little rogue that could, huh?
You might have been right on that, Glebnor.
I just assumed he would have got like beheaded by a monster like the minute he left the city.
Yeah, exactly.
No, not crazy. My protege.
You mean your rival?
No, he's learning from me. By doing a death quest.
I thought you were sending him to his death.
No. It's to sharpen his skills.
I don't think that's how that works.
Toluga.
Are you sure?
A quick question for you.
Yeah.
Can you make an animal handling check for me?
Yep.
What's Helen coming back on me?
Helen has returned.
11? Not great.
Okay. You're trying to ignore them. You're like, you know what? This is a me day. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to chill for a second. But you look over and you can see there's like a little pudgy dragon. It's probably the size of a cat. And his belly is swollen with booze. This is an alehouse drake. These drakes are drawn to sources of alcohol and beer. And this thing has drank itself silly. Its stomach is fully like engorged with beer.
Hey, cartoonishly, man, bulbous.
How's it going? Hey, little guy. That's it? You can't talk? You're just gonna hiccup? Yeah, let it out. Yeah. How's it going? Yeah, I hear that. You wanna join us? Come along for the ride, see if you wanna stay forever.
It climbs onto your shoulder. It's just like this little drunk drake onto
there you
Luger's
go. I tickle
shoulder.
His little belly.
Looks over at you, Theo. What's up, dude?
How's it going?
And Draconic. Hey, man.
You drank a lot?
Fucking hammered right now, dude.
Sick.
This guy cool?
The guy he's great.
Shoulder him on?
He's great.
Tight, 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 tight. Gnarly!
Yeah, what do you know about what's been going on around here?
Don't know. Smell beer, came here. Started drinking.
Did you see anyone when you were on your way here?
A bunch of people left on like a weird train thing the other day. They're gone though.
Can you point us in the direction?
Yeah. Toluga, he kind of flaps off of your shoulder. And it's like hard for him to fly because he's so like heavy now with like alcohol in his stomach. And he kind of floats out into the courtyard and he and kind of points over. And you can see that the back of the temple where the stone wall sort of forms the like northern barrier, there is what seems to be like a small train depot almost. And you can see train tracks leaving Bad Cali making their way north out of Magria.
I'm going to go check this out, guys. Stay here or come if you want. Totally up to you.
All right, and I'm going to go. I'm coming. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I got to stay moving.
I'm not going to stay behind by myself.
It does stink in here.
Gonna
all
go.
Full of badger.
I want to like look around and see if there's like anything that was dropped by people leaving. I'm assuming it looks like they left in a hurry.
Yeah. Investigation or perception?
15.
With a 15 perception, you look around and you can tell people left here in a hurry. There's many footsteps. I will say with a 15, you can tell a lot of them are dragonborn, some human, a lot of cloven hooves prints. You know, a lot of Krizik worshippers are satyrs.
Any extremely large footprints?
Yeah, any elephant-sized footprints?
Big, round?
There are a pair of heavy footprints deep in the sand here. Seems that a very heavy creature of some kind with very round feet made its way onto this train.
They got a powerful person going with them. Take a look at these.
Oh my god. I bet he's handsome. I don't know why I said that, but...
You can tell that from the imprint on feet?
You can tell a lot from footsteps. Sorry, Prince.
What is everyone's passive perception?
17.
14.
13.
Theos, you're like, inspecting this little train yard. You look up and you can see that the actual like full temple building, the door's open now, and you see like a small figure had like peeked out and then gone back inside the temple.
Guys, I think we're being watched. Well, let's go solve it. Where is he?
In there.
All right, I'm going.
Is Daddy coming down?
Nope, no. We gotta go!
Tuluga, you walk over to this door and creak it open. Push it right open?
Oh, yeah.
Perception check with disadvantage, actually, because of the lighting in here.
Damn it. 13.
The 13, you look into this, like, dark church. There's no braziers lit at all. It's completely dark inside. Glebnor and Theo are kind of behind you as you peer inside. And the only thing you can see is it seems like there's like maybe three small figures moving in the dark. And then there's this like crackling spark of blue. We need a dex save.
17.
That is a pass. So you are only going to take half of this.
Mm-hmm.
That is 14 lightning damage.
That's it halved?
That's it halved.
Okay.
So I think what happens is as you peer into the dark, there's like a almost like an electronic hum at first, and you see these small figures scatter away from whatever it is in the center of the temple here. And in a moment, this blue cackling arcane lightning bolt fires through Tuluga.
Oh, Daddy! I'm supercharged, baby! Let's go!
He dodges out of the way just enough so it doesn't hit him center mass, but it kind of skids past Tuluga. And unlike a lightning bolt spell where it's, you've seen people use a lightning bolt spell. It is fast, a quick spell, and then it dissipates. This lightning is alive. And as this thing skids past Tuluga, it is moving and writhing almost like a giant electric snake. This is a living lightning bolt, and let's do some initiative.
6.
9.
23.
Nice. All right. Kicking things off is Theo.
Surprise, surprise.
Theo, like, you were just standing, like, right next to Tuluga as this lightning bolt, like, zipped by him, singeing him on his side. I'll say it's only about, like, 20 feet from you now, but there is this roiling lightning bolt. There are three figures in the shadows of the temple. We'll say they're about, you know, 40 feet away in there in the dark. With your dark, crazy dark vision you have, give me a perception check with advantage.
23.
You look into the shadows where this lightning bolt came from. And what you can see very clearly is there's like a arcane canister that seems to have been tipped over in the center. And the creatures that tipped that canister over, you recognize them as strange little fur bulk children. They're all dressed in this kind of like weird, wild clothing, but all their eyes are like have this blue sheen on them as they run away from the cancer they just tipped over and go to hide in the shadow.
Does the blue sheen remind me of what, what's his name's eyes look
Dorn.
Like? Dorn.
History check with advantage?
9.
Familiar, but you're not totally sure.
Okay.
It could be some kind of mind control magic. It's very hard to tell. They could be rapscallions. Who knows? They haven't said anything. They just like wordlessly tipped over this canister to release this lightning bolt and then scattered to hide in the temple.
Shoot a wound.
I think I'll let everyone know. There's furball children in there. I think they're the ones who knocked over whatever the fuck that is.
Should have brought Torvo.
I don't want to hurt them, but I don't know what we do here.
All right, just knock them out. Let's go. Let's go, people. We got to move. We got a lot to do.
Luca's been dying to knock out a child all day.
As I eye my son while I'm cracking my knuckles. You just got to unconscious these children.
All right, well, you go handle that, and I'll handle this. I'm going to take out Jury's Verdict, do a violent shot. Also with sharpshooter, so the -5.
Perfect.
Well, the gun jammed.
Oh, no.
You spin your pistol up to fire. Which gun was it?
Shotgun? Yeah.
You take your shotgun out, and as you go to chamber around, it jams up before you can fire it into this lightning bolt.
What are the bullywugs doing?
I know.
Smash cut to FIP.
We cut over to the bullywugs. You can see one of the bullywugs shoves another one wicked hard as he screams,
"Hellish rebuke, you fuck!"
Wonderful use of that.
Thank you. Just pull it. Fucking bullywugs. Holster the shotgun, pull out both of the pistols. Gonna do another violent shot with the same thing, but with Judge's Sentence.
We haven't had a misfire in a while.
I know, it's been a minute.
It's kind of hoping to jam 14? Again.
14 just misses.
All right.
Fire a bullet, and this lightning bolt separates itself, so your bullet goes through its body, reconstitutes, and roils back up.
All right. Same exact thing with Executioner's Hand. Nah, it's going to miss.
Yeah, this thing is... It's hard to like get a beat on what is the center mass of a cackling lightning bolt. All right. That was Theo. Let's see here. You guys, unfortunately, rolled kind of bad on initiative.
Where is the living lightning bolt in relation to me? You said it
20 feet-ish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can Theo, can you just make a perception check for me real quick?
11.
Okay, you do not know where it comes from, but two darts zip towards you. I'm going to make two strikes on you here. A 25 and a 24.
Not too high.
All right, you're going to take 16 piercing damage. I need two DC 14 con saves.
Does it have anything to do with poison?
It does. Make up advantage.
So the first one was a 25.
Okay.
And then the second one is a dirty 20.
Okay. So you pass both of the attempts that these darts were making to poison you. You are not poisoned. You're going to take half of the poison damage. Unfortunately, even half on the two strikes, it's 24 poison damage. But you can have that with your belt to 12 because you resist poison, I believe.
Yes, I do.
Okay. You two can make perception checks for me. As Theo misses with his gun and goes to check his pistols, you see... Actually, it depends on the perception check.
16.
13.
Taluga, you look up, and on top of the stone wall on the western side of the temple grounds, there's a female firbolg holding a blow dart. Her eyes also have that sheen, and it seems that she has shot two poisonous darts into Theo. And you look at Theo, and he has two darts in his neck.
Oh, that's not good, bud.
Doesn't feel good.
It's up on the wall. They're all mind-controlled. Knock them all out. Let's go. I got things to do.
The busiest Taluga.
What's mind controlling them? We've encountered this before. Is it the crystals?
Son, do you not pay attention?
Is it the crystals?
Are you not paying attention, son?
Not even remotely. Is it the crystals?
Then you don't deserve to know.
Theo, is it the crystals?
I don't think so.
You can make a history check with advantage, Glepnor.
I think it should be a disadvantage.
It probably should.
18.
No crystals required when you're dealing with high-level enchantment magic.
Okay. I was on the ground fighting Merlin.
Okay, we were
both there for the despelling of his mind control.
Yes.
All of us saw it.
Okay. I rolled to get my lightning bolt back on my recharge. Did not get it. So instead, this lightning kind of dives in between all three of you. And is going to take two magical strikes. The first one is going to be on Toluga. It's a 13 to hit.
Too sleek, too slippery.
You dive out of the way as, like, arcing off of this thing's body, one of these crackling webs of lightning tries to go for Glepnor. Only a 9 to hit. You also dodge out of the way. That was a living lightning
bolt. I'm
going
to use my reaction to sentinel strike it.
Yeah, go for it. Give me a sentinel attack.
Hell yeah.
16 hits.
7 damage.
Okay. More importantly, though, it can no longer move. I believe, right? You punch this lightning bolt.
I give him a Charlie horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker, you like that? Huh? Eat shit.
Didn't think
you could get punched because you're lightning, huh?
As you say that, you see three firbolg children run out of the shadows wielding daggers and all leap at Glepnor.
Daddy? What? Is it okay to beat up other kids?
Beat the children. And I don't have time for this. We got things to do.
They're all brandishing short swords. All three of them are going to make two short sword attacks.
Knock them out.
All three of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally only one hit, I think. 13, 8, 13, 19, nat 1, 10.
19 meets it.
19. So... as all these kids leap at Glepnor, only one finds purchase. And Glepnor, you turn around. There's like a little firbolg boy with a sword in your back. You take 4 piercing damage, 9 poison. I don't know if you resist poison.
You do.
So only 4 poison for you. 8 total. Damn, kids. Come on. Stab these guys. Toluga, that is your turn.
All right. Who am I going after? You want me to punch the lightning? You want me to beat up the lady on the wall?
Go beat up the lady on the wall. Just don't kill her.
What if I killed someone?
Reggie looks at you, I look
at him like, as I say that, says, you know, I think the caffeine's getting me today.
You'll be fine. We'll figure it all out.
You sure?
Yeah, you've had a rough time. We'll figure out the whole list and all that. You just go beat her up. Which is weird to say, go beat her up, but do it and just...
All right, yeah, I'm on it. I'm already there.
All right, let me just do a quick measurement here. You're going to probably have to make an acrobatics check to get up this wall, but you are really good at those, so let's see. She is literally 40 feet away. That's your movement, right?
Full movement is 40.
Okay, I need an acrobatics check because you get a scale up.
Not one.
You run, you get to the base of the wall, and as you go to jump, there's just so much beer on the floor.
Oh, God. Oh shit.
You slip, and you're on your back now looking up at this assassin.
All right, you know what? How far away are you from me, huh?
Now, only 20 feet.
I'm going to thorn whip your ass.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
All right, go ahead and make a thorn whip attack.
Now, does thorn
22.
Whip?
22 hits.
Does thorn whip have the ability to pull?
Yes.
It sure does. I got to make a strength check, right?
Yeah, it's only 3 damage, but
suck floor, bitch.
Actually, do I make a strength check, or it just happens, right?
Creature is large or smaller. I pull the creature up to 10 feet closer to me, so I pull him off the wall.
Okay, how much? It was 3 damage from the thorn whip.
Mm-hmm.
Roll 2d6 for me.
10.
Okay, so they take total 13 damage. They take piercing damage from this. Your thorn whip, it's the gun, right?
Yeah. So I feel like they're just really creeped out by, like, yeah, a tentacle just grabbing them. Ew. And just, just an ick factor.
Yeah, like, on top of the wall, this firbolg woman, like, looks over the wall, and as she does, a tentacle wraps around her body and yanks her off of it. You guys are, like, dealing with the lightning bolt, but you hear a loud thud as she lands right next to Toluga on the ground here.
A wet thud.
Wet thud. So wet. There's so much beer on the ground right now. It's not looking good. Okay. Toluga, I think your bonus action.
That was only one action.
That was only one action, yeah.
So I'm going to punch her.
Punch away.
All right. I'm going to knock you out, lady.
for your own good.
You want this.
That's 12.
Okay, 12 will miss, unfortunately.
I'm going to flurry.
Go for it.
It's 13.
Okay, 13 will miss. She's got leather armor.
26.
On. 26 will hit.
Can you use the claws on the flurry? Just ask.
For 12 points of damage. And
what do you mean use the claws on the flurry?
Like use the charge of them to like shoot into her?
Yeah, you can. If you want to burn a charge of your new bone gauntlets, please feel free. It's on a hit.
I wouldn't because, you know, Krizik's in here, but just ask him about flurry.
No, I'll stick with the 10 or the 12. So.
Yeah. She, again, it moves very quick for someone of their size, but you do get one clean one in under a rib.
Yeah, eat that.
Woman is dead-eyed fighting you, but yeah, she doesn't do any fun banter. I'm sorry. Glebnor, that is your turn. There are three child assassins trying to murder you as Theo stands, faces off against a living lightning bolt.
How close is Theo?
Theo, we'll say he's about like 15 feet from you.
Where's the living lightning bolt? Right with Theo?
Yeah, it's in between you and Theo.
I'm gonna beat these children.
Go nuts. Wail on these kids. Fuck them kids. Let's go.
Knock them out.
Okay.
Man. I mean, it's blood on his hands. I'm not responsible for him anymore.
Does a 27 hit the child?
Sure does.
10. Okay. 5 bludgeoning, 5 acid.
Okay. These kids are itching for a bonking. Okay.
Feel the light. No. Booming blade. No. Green flame blade.
Son, you have to pick one.
It's like a video game where your hammer is cycling through power-ups.
Yeah. Well, green flame will jump onto one of these other douchebags.
Yeah.
5 flame.
Okay.
Get flamed.
And the other 5 jumps to this other boy. Young child.
Suck that, boy!
Again, a dead-eyed child just stares at you menacingly, holding a knife.
How does boy look?
All these boys look hardy. These are hardy boys.
All
these
right, hardy. Well, get bonked again, boy! Number one.
Okay. You bonk boy one. These are like hardy, like, wood kids. Like, these aren't, like, run-of-the-mill children. These are thick lads.
Does a 12 bonk this child?
12 just misses.
That makes me mad.
I'm going to go into a rage. Okay. It would be funny if you didn't go into a rage. You just said that. And then we had to, like, go about our lives. All right.
You can't just say how your characters are feeling. That makes me angry.
That is Reggie's turn. I think Toluga will do it. Toluga, can you roll an insight check if you wouldn't mind?
17.
You look at Reggie, who's looking at the lightning bolt, looking at all these kids trying to kill Glebnor.
I'm so sick of every place we go, everyone trying to stab us. And if you want to see lightning, baby, I'll give it to you!
Reggie pulls up his little sleeves, and then a beam of lightning fires out of his chest toward the children. He is screaming out of his mind. Reggie's casting lightning bolt for the first time. I think something seeing a living lightning bolt triggered something in him. He probably doesn't need to be shooting lightning at children, but, you know, he's having a big day. He is going to cast lightning bolt at all three of these child assassins, trying to get them free of Glebnor. I will make 3 dex saves for the children.
Are they dexterous children?
Honestly, they are kind of dexterous children, but it's lightning bolt, so who knows?
This is where Reggie kills 3 kids.
Let me just real quick
check. Do not tell Torvo.
All right.
I mean, lightning killed them, so we could blame it on Chris.
2 of the kids dodge out of the way. The one that we'll call boy one is dead center for this attack.
Thought he was gonna stop it dead.
Same. Boy one is dead.
Boy one, so dead. And let me just roll for the lightning bolt damage. These kids will mostly be having this, but it's still a lightning bolt. It's 8d6.
Ooh,
the kid's gonna be hella dead. He's gonna be hella dead.
I hate you kids!
Alright, boy one. Is fried unconscious.
Unconscious or dead?
Unconscious.
Reggie didn't kill him.
He'll have to make death saves. But this kid is zapped and singed. His hair kind of falls out. His child falls at Glebnor's feet unconscious.
Take that, boy one!
Just barking on the floor.
I saw this, so like, Reggie! We aren't killing the children. We're knocking them out.
He's braving, Daddy.
Okay, well,
Now you go fix your problem.
No one told me that, so...
I said it very loudly.
You guys are always saying I don't do enough crazy spells. So I thought it'd be a good time. They're going to stab Glebnor. That kid's probably fine. He's a little... Oh, yeah, boy one... Okay, yeah, it's fine. Next time...
Go fix your problem, Reggie.
I'll get over there.
Theo, that is your turn.
No more fixing other people's issues.
I'm going to use my last trick shot.
Cool, cool.
And I'm going to do sharpshooter.
Okay.
A nat 20 for a 30.
Oh, no! Who are you shooting?
The lightning bolt.
Okay.
Nat 20 to blow the child's head
lightning
off.
Lightning bolt. Lightning
bolt. Lightning bolt.
31 damage so far. I gotta roll one more dice.
So far.
Yeah, so I gotta roll one more dice.
Is there like a support group for DMs who have gunslingers in their party?
I'm going to re-roll the damage. So, what did I say, 31?
Yeah.
33 damage on the first shot.
Bullying. This is just bullying. This thing has been, like, dodging out of the way, but you finally get a bead on it. And as lightning whizzes behind you, hitting a bunch of children, you line up a perfect shot and fire into this lightning bolt, hitting it in what appears to be the center of this creature.
It was stuck grabbing its Charlie horse leg.
Yeah.
I forgot to add the two dice for
piercer critical.
For violent shot.
Oh, yep.
That's 11 more damage.
So 44 damage in one shot.
Yes.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. There is basically just like fluttering static in front of you. There's not much left after that shot goes through it.
Well, great. I have two shots left.
And shoot a kid on my turn. Great.
I'm going to do sharpshooter with executioner's hand.
Okay.
23 down to an 18.
That hits.
18 damage.
Yeah. How do you want to do it? How's it look when you shoot lightning?
It's just like right in front of me, and it's wherever I think its like head is. It's just two shots.
And you all look as this like literally a living spell is sundered apart by Theo's arcane bullets. And there's just this like static chill in the air now as this creature is dead. Okay. Anything with your bonus action? That was my bonus action. Okay.
I have all my shots back.
Yes, I would also consider even without your mechanic, that would be considered a significant foe. So you got him back anyway. But yeah, your trick shots have been returned to the gun. Once again, sizzling with arcane magic.
That was only your first attack, right?
No, it was the first attack and then bonus attack. I have one more attack.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, you have one more
season on kids.
Yeah. I'm going to run up to where Glebnor is, because I'm assuming they're all like either on him or right at him.
Yeah, they're circling Glebnor, the two remaining.
And so instead of actually shooting the gun, I'm going to still use one of them, but I'm going to just run up and just hit him with the butt end of the...
Perfect.
Boy two who took singe damage?
Yeah.
I'm going to do sharpshooter on it.
Yeah, your sharpshooter here is like, well, hit this kid right in the back of the head in a way that doesn't kill him, but will knock him unconscious.
17 to hit.
17 will hit.
20 damage.
Okay. Boy two looks fustigated. He's like,
fustigation aside.
Yes. He's still conscious, but just barely, as he looks all wobbly staring up at you, Theo.
Action surge.
Oh, no. Action surging on a child.
Action surge to knock this kid out.
It's so funny. Go ahead, roll your attack.
Beat his ass.
Does a 19 hit?
19 does hit.
9 damage.
Okay, this kid gets knocked out cold. As you're like, one more time, buddy. Bash this kid in the back of the head as he goes unconscious.
And there's one more, right?
There is one more.
All right, I'm going to use sharpshooter on this one.
I love the picture of Theo running around Glebnor bashing children in the back.
Just a little CTE. Nothing to worry about.
They'll bounce back. They're kids.
26 down to a 21.
I'll hit.
24 damage on the next one.
Okay, yeah, again. Very fustigated, but the same situation. You bash this kid. These kids just won't go down in one. He's kind of cross-eyed looking up at you.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
That's all I got.
So Theo's running around just pistol-whipping children. You know, normal stuff here on our podcast. As this female Firbolg assassin gets up next to Toluga.
Hey.
She.
How's your day going? You know, didn't. It's been a rough day for me. It's a lot of stuff going on.
I think it's unsettling. She sits up, and you can see that she's wearing like stiletto heels.
I got heels on.
She takes both of them off.
What are you
doing? Turns them around like they're weapons. You can see that the heel on both of these shoes is a serrated knife.
What?
And tries to stab you with her own shoes.
That took a turn.
Yeah.
That's a 24 and a 20 to hit.
I'm gonna. Warding, no, I'll take it. I'll take it.
God damn it.
So funny. Okay.
I could help him.
So 16 piercing damage, and I need two DC 14 con saves against poison.
I failed one. I failed both.
You take 48 poison damage.
I'm down.
Oh, Jesus.
So what you the guys, fuck? You guys look over and like Tuluga was like tussling with this woman on the ground.
Should've warding flared.
And when
should've, I didn't know 48 damage was headed my way.
Failing both, the poison damage is what really got you because it's a 24 on a failed save. So getting hit with it twice, pretty rough.
Why is a heel doing poison damage?
She poisoned her heels.
What?
Don't worry about it. It's fine. It's magic. It's D&D.
Why yeah. me?
You don't have poison resistance?
No, I'm a fish.
Yeah, this female furbolg like stands up over Taluga's unconscious body and is walking toward the two of you, brandishing two heels like daggers. Pretty menacing. Living Lightning Bolt is dead. Child 3 is going to try to stab Theo. He's so fucked up. It's like a little kid, like, you know that vine where he's like, what do you got over there? A knife! Kid running? It's that kid. He is going to leap forward and try to make two short sword attacks at Theo.
He got a nat 20 and a 23.
Go, boy, 3. Okay. You're going to take 9 piercing.
Here comes the poison.
Plus 10 piercing, so 19 piercing total. The total poison damage is 17, halved to 8.
I'll murder this child.
You see, Reggie looks crazed. I'm gonna fuck you up, boy 3. Taluga.
I love the enthusiasm for not me.
Sorry. Taluga, death saving throw.
Yeah.
You've been here before.
That's a nat 1.
That is 2 failed death saves.
How far is Daddy from me?
Let me measure. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Reading that scary part of the campaign. Taluga is 25 feet from you.
Oh. Fucking go over, help him, and then jog back easily.
Glebnor, that is your turn.
I'm going to take the op attack.
Sure. Boy 3.
Wait, did I damage Boy 3?
Yeah, I was going to say Boy 3 is like not even, he's not like next to you right now.
Then I'm going to Daddy.
Yeah, Glebnor, you see that Taluga looks like, not only is he bleeding out, there's like poison spitting out of his mouth.
I'm going to use my full action to give him my superior healing.
Awesome. How much, what is superior at these days?
It's 4d8 plus 8, I think. Hold on.
Yeah, 32. Sorry, health back.
8d4 plus 8.
So 32, 40.
Come on, math magician.
40 hit points back, right?
Yeah.
Oh, right, because it gives you the whole...
Full.
Yeah, the full amount. So yeah, Glebnor in a panic runs up. And this like assassin like looks over at you as you are like, you're like at her feet now too, because she stood up after, you know, stabbing Taluga to death. But yeah, you run over, push her out of the way and just pour. Actually, it was the superior health points are the desserts.
Yeah, blow cannoli cheese into his throat.
Why cheese?
Because that's what it's made out of.
Reggie, it's Reggie's...
like a blow dart into his mouth.
Reggie runs over and is like, fuck you, boy 3.
I still have my bonus action.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, I think with your bonus action. Yeah, please, sure.
I'm going to ask. I'm raging.
Yeah.
But the blee-blee buckler, my shield, has magic to cast Shield of Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use that?
No. So even if you have a magic item that lets you cast a spell, it's still casting a spell. It still has to operate under those rules, unfortunately.
All right.
Shield of Faith isn't a bonus action?
It is a bonus action, but I'm raging.
He's raging.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But yeah, if you want, you could do like a two-weapon fighting attack. Like make like a dagger attack if you want at this lady.
Yeah, I'll stab the bitch.
Yeah, she's, like, she's standing over you and Taluga, and you're kind of just brandishing a knife, trying to get her to get back with her shoes.
Does an 11 stab?
It does not. Yeah, you're kind of like, get away from my daddy! It's like swinging a knife over to Luga's body. Okay.
Are we on speaking terms now?
What? No! I'm still grumpy at you!
He really has to come down off these drugs.
You doubted me?
When?
With fucking Borf!
Borf was a good dude.
What about him was good?
What about him was bad?
Everything!
So he likes to nibble toenails.
Not just toenails.
Reggie ran over with his dagger to fight Boy 3 and totally missed. He went to like hit him in the back of the head like Theo, but then realized he was holding the knife wrong and was like, oh shit, no, not killing them. My bad. He like stops right before he stabs a little boy in the head.
Light it on fire.
I didn't know. My bad. Get out of here, Boy 3.
Linking up with him. That is this female assassin. With Glebnor having now ruined her plan to kill the Plope, she's now going to go for Glebnor.
Bring it, bitch!
I sentinel strike.
You can make a sentinel strike, go ahead. Yep, you have your reaction back. She will make two of her stiletto attacks.
11.
Yeah,
she's wait, so she fast. Attacked me. How's she attacking again?
She's back to her turn.
What?
Yeah, we came around.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. You go before she does. Go ahead, Theo. Theo, you get a turn first.
Shoot her!
Shoot Boy 3! Before Reggie does something reckless, get rid of Boy 3!
Reggie's like, I've got you, Boy 3.
There's bloodlust behind those eyes.
Does a 19 hit?
Boy 3 or the assassin?
Boy 3.
It does hit Boy 3.
I wish we had. He looks like a garden gnome. Just fucking rosy cheeks.
Ah! 22 damage.
Yeah, Boy 3 is so unconscious.
I just run by, whack him in the back of the head. Reggie, fucking calm down.
Sorry, I got really excited. I've never used lightning bolt
make
before.
Sure the one that you fry doesn't die.
Ooh. I'll do a medicine check on my next turn.
He's fine.
Boy 1's a trooper.
How far away is the woman who's trying to kill them?
About 30 feet from you.
Okay, I can make that. So I'm going to run up and then two attacks on this lady.
Perfect. Yeah, you guys surround this furbolg assassin as she's like holding up two sharp shoes at everyone.
Does 18 hit?
18 does hit.
And then I'm just going to roll both. That'll hit. 25 on the first hit.
I picture Theo takes off his boots, starts smacking her with it.
You like it.
And then 17 on the second.
Honestly, who throws a shoe?
That's kind of what I wanted this fight to be. I thought it wouldn't be. I'm like, I know this thing's going to hit like a truck, but maybe it won't sting as much if it's come from a
shoe.
Oh,
yeah?
Sorry.
That makes it worse.
I didn't know. Okay. She's still up. Was that your turn?
Yep.
Okay.
I just like flipped the guns around, so I'm holding them by the barrel, and I just walked up and just two shots to the jaw.
Yeah, so she's, I mean, like a normal person would be panicking in this moment, but her eyes are fully dead as she just prepares to give everything she has to kill the three of you. It is her turn now. Now that she has three targets to choose from, I think she's going to leave Toluga alone for now since he's...
Oh, yeah, because Ryan, the person, doesn't want to bully me.
Maybe a little, but also because you're just, like, laying in a heap, barely conscious. I mean,
I'm back up to 40. Huh?
She doesn't know that, though. She saw a slime give you, a pastry. Now you're somehow feeling amazing.
Blow-dart cannoli.
Blow-dart cannoli.
So she's going to leap forward with her shoes and try to impale Glebnor and Theo in the chest once with each of the butts of the shoe here.
Oh, no. That's another nat 20 on Glebnor.
I'm going to miss Theo, though, on a 13.
Good. I can take it.
Now I'll sentinel strike.
Okay. So 11 piercing damage for you. That's halved to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And do you resist poison?
I do.
Okay, so because it's a crit, it would have been 48 poison damage, but it's only 24 for you.
I got a 15% sentinel strike on that.
15 just hits.
Now you can't leave.
An 11 damage.
Okay. Yeah, she looks hurt. As she like leaps forward and like drives one of these stilettos right into Glebnor.
Yeah!
Glebnor, I think with a nat 20, the tip of the stiletto is getting dangerously close to the Zom inside you.
Nobody touches my own son but me.
Sorry, no one beats my own son but me.
Reggie's like, that doesn't sound much better.
No one harms my own son but me.
Okay, Toluga, it is now your turn. You're up.
I'm going to start beating women.
I know, I really don't so like that the theme of this combat is like, beat up the women and children. 18. 18 hits.
For 9.
Okay.
A nat 20.
Okay.
For 18. Ooh. And I'm gonna use a charge.
Okay.
Snicked.
So it was 2d10, or not 10.
2d8, isn't it?
2d8 piercing.
How do you like getting pierced?
If you're using that on your...
I'm using it on the crit.
Oh, so you get 4?
Oh, yeah, true. Oh,
well, I'll roll a couple more, then. 22 more.
Okay, so I think...
Damn!
This Froebuck Assassin is this woman. She's kind of surrounded by all of you now. She just drove a heel into Glebnor. She lets that shoe go. She grabs other shoe with both hands, and she sees that she's leaping at Theo's neck. Right as she does, a fishy fist meets the shoe, and you see bladed bone claws snick out of Toluga's hand, cutting her stiletto perfectly in half. And right before those claws get to her face to behead her, you retract them and just knock her out.
I'm fucking done. All right, we gotta take these people back to someone who's a better cleric than me.
I think we'll leave our heroes here.
Do I get to keep that shoe?
You can keep the shoe. Sure.
Old stiletto knife.
You guys are...
It's poison.
It better do the same amount of damage, Ryan.
No. You guys are standing in this courtyard that is reeks of beer. The ground is sopping wet with it. You've all been stabbed with a bunch of stuff. Most of you have been poisoned just a little. And you're just surrounded by a bunch of unconscious women and children. We will join our heroes next time on Dicey Situations. Thank you all for joining us once again. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.